The voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon. Thank you for 50 years of broadcasting on the Cardinals Radio Network. We tip our caps to a St. Louis Cardinals legend.
Well, Mike Shannon, in the last 50 years, you've had a chance to watch some of the great feats. You've had a chance to play with the beloved Bob Gibson. You've had a chance to broadcast him. And one of the feats that he had was a no-hitter. You've also had a chance to watch other people have great games as well, including a guy who pitched two of them.
And the only guy in the history of the St. Louis Cardinals to have two no-hitters.
Swinging a ground ball. The third baseman, Overfield, has it. The throw. Forsh has pitched a no-hitter. It's the first time in the history of Cardinal baseball that a pitcher has two no-hitters, as Forsh no-hits Montreal. His teammates rush to the mound to congratulate him.
What do you remember about that game and the fact that, did you have a feel that Forsh had that good of stuff on that afternoon?
You know, I remember mostly about Forsh himself. He was such a strong, quiet individual leadership in this organization for a number of years. And when something had to be taken in hand, it was usually Bob Forsh that did it. He could do it in the background or he could do it out in front when he hit the San Francisco
Jeffrey Leonard.
He took it on himself to stop some things that were going on. And I don't know. He gave it that home run trot. And
one flap down.
Yeah, one flap down and all that. And so he thought he'd make him one leg down.
Good pitcher, Bob Forsh. And one of those guys, as you mentioned, will go down in history, obviously, for the two no-hitters. But his mental makeup is something you just don't see every day.
And it really embodies Cardinal baseball, and don't come into Cardinal baseball and try to show them up. Don't do it.
Let's go back to the 80s when the Cardinals and the New York Mets used to have that great rivalry, and just when the Cardinals were battling the Mets in New York, and it looked like they could be finished because that was a big series, Terry Pendleton steps to the plate.
Bringing a long one into center field. Back is Mookie Wilson. Back. This is going to leave the park. It does. We are tied. Terry Pendleton with a two-out, two-run homer in the ninth inning ties this game. He hit it over the center field fence, and the Cardinal dugout erupts.
How about that game? That game turned the whole season around for the Cardinals.
You're right, Mike. It looked like the Cardinals were dead. I mean, they were dead birds. And Terry Pendleton, off a really good pitcher, hit that ball over the center field wall. And then we went into Philadelphia, and with the bases loaded, Bruce Sutter got Mike Schmidt to hit into a 1-2-3 double play, and from there it was just gone.
Budweiser is proud to celebrate Mike Shannon's legendary moments for 50 years in the broadcast booth. This Bud's for you, Mike.